This is Frank Gallimore, and here's my poem, Appaloosa. It was a crime the way our neighbor hitched that Appaloosa to a tractor chassis and let it buck for hours before it broke, vaulting four high over the sodden trestle. Shell and I watched it hurtle to the river to drink, its slung back a hammock of hornflies. Then the dog hauled after it, and we had to hustle up the scree when the cry went out like a door sheared off its hinges. We found the dog, writhing with jaw kicked apart, and had to pour him into a wheelbarrow. I brought the Buick around, and from wheelbarrow to back seat the dog's whine went shrill. Then, in less than a mile, the car sputtered dead. We sat listening. "Don't start too," I said. But Shell's crying had already braided with the dog's, a gaping, guttural rhythm passing between them that sent me to the trunk for the crowbar. I looked only long enough to understand where best to hit. I turned the dog's face to the floor, and Shell kept her eyes on the distant tree line. One swing, and the two cries unbraided. Then I lifted the new weight from the car, wrapped in my coat, and walked it home. Its scent filled the circle the Appaloosa had worn into the dirt. Gentling itself for hours, it seemed sure only of where not to be.